Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his Iranian counterpart Hossein Amir Abdollahian have held talks in Moscow. Talks focused on expanding trade and investment between Russia and Iran. There was also discussion around the failed nuclear deal between Iran and the West.
The world is still waiting for the United States to return to its obligations under the nuclear deal. And we specifically stress that all illegal sanctions against Iran must be lifted. We welcome the improvement in the situation in the Middle East region, in particular in light of the recently announced restoration of diplomatic relations between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is remaining defiant after U.S. President Joe Biden urged him to abandon his plans to overhaul the judiciary. Following the biggest protests in the nation's history, Netanyahu has delayed changes to the judicial system, but Biden says the overhaul should rather be dropped altogether. In a rare public dispute between the two allies, Netanyahu said that Israel won't bow to international pressure.
Like many strong supporters of Israel, I'm very concerned. And I'm concerned that they get this straight. They cannot continue down this road. And I've sort of made that clear. Hopefully, the Prime Minister will act in a way that he's going to try to work out some genuine compromise. But that remains to be seen.
Migrants have protested outside a detention center in northern Mexico's Ciudad Juarez after 38 people died in a fire there on Monday. The victims' families blame immigration officials and guards for their deaths. Earlier, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said that the blaze was caused by the detainees. Humza Yousaf has officially been sworn in as Scotland's first minister. He was elected leader of the Scottish National Party earlier this week, following the shock resignation of his predecessor, Nicola Sturgeon, last month. Yousaf will lead the country's semi-autonomous parliament. The United States and South Korea have conducted their first large-scale amphibious landing exercises in 5 years. The drills are taking place off the coast of eastern Pohang. North Korea accused the United States and South Korea of rehearsing an invasion.
This week on The Take, what is lab-grown meat? And is it the next big thing in the food world? Find it wherever you get your podcasts.